Workday Afternoon Replay from Money FM 89.3. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3, where we're broadcasting live from Suntec City East Wing. I am Clarissa Montero. Today, the Kindness and Leadership Southeast Asia 25 Leading Lights campaign aims to showcase 25 individuals across the region that build a new status quo that is grounded on kindness, respect, and overturning leadership stereotypes. Launched by the Women of the Futures program, the campaign uses the stories of these leaders to inspire others and recast the perception of strong leadership. This innovative campaign highlights kindness as a sign of strength for leaders and as a quality to empower change and drive sustained growth. Money FM 89.3 welcomes Joe Tyndall, New Zealand High Commissioner to Singapore, and Hugh Andrews, Managing Director and Head of Asset Management Asia Pacific for BlackRock's real estate business. But he really is here because of
Asia Square Tower 1. Thank you, Clarissa.
Asia Square Tower 1. To discuss the importance of overturning leadership stereotypes, challenges in the success and leadership of the business world, and the importance of kindness in leadership, welcome to the show. For the benefit of our listeners, could perhaps Your Excellency begin and explain and elaborate on the main aims of this campaign in the realms of leadership and kindness?
Well, thanks, Clarissa, and it's great to be here this afternoon. I have the opportunity to talk about what I think is a wonderful initiative here in Southeast Asia. I think it's really important to understand that this campaign aims to clarify that leadership with kindness drives success in the workplace. It's a good business decision. I think there's been, you know, there have been traditional views of strong leadership around concepts like, you know, toughness and kind of hard-nosed approach to leading companies or organizations, and that kindness has kind of been equated with being weak.
Right.
And this is so wrong. So I think this campaign allows us to demonstrate that kind leaders can transform organizations, can inspire their teams, foster creativity and better productivity. So what that means is you get better engaged employees who want to give of their best and who want to work with you because they feel safe and enjoy coming to work.
That's interesting that you say that. Before we bring Hugh into the conversation, one of the things that I have noticed is a lot of really large companies have now got inclusion and diversity departments to ensure more women leadership is involved in decision making in those companies because they want that softer, kinder touch. Hugh, what do you think?
You're absolutely right, Clarissa, and I'd like to echo my thanks to 89.3. for helping us promote this very worthwhile initiative. Kindness is broken into so many different things. Consistency, courage, resilience, generosity, connectivity, empowerment, development. It's not just about being nice to somebody. Mm-hmm. It's about providing them with an ability to develop. It's about them being treated equally. It's about them being compensated equally. And we spend a lot of our time in the workplace.
Right.
And so if we can get it right in the workplace, then we can get it right in the other places that we spend our lives. And so we were very keen to support this initiative. It's been running for a couple of years now in London. It's 50 Leading Lights in London. And Pinky Lalani, who established it, wanted to start something here. So we're going for 25 Leading Lights, which is a good start. And it will give people an opportunity to identify 25 leaders in Singapore, a world city that we want to continue to promote and develop. It'll give them an opportunity to position these people and recognize what they do in the workplace for their organizations, but more importantly, for the people that respect and work for them.
All right. I'm interested right now in what the inspiration is, perhaps for the New Zealand High Commission to be involved in this or to support this?
Well, I think it's something I personally am strongly motivated to support. Mm-hmm. I started off by supporting Pinky Lilani's promotion of Women of the Future, sure, which has been running for a couple of years here in this part of the world. I think it's in its third year now. And coming from that was the... She asked me whether I'd be interested in participating in this initiative around kindness and leadership. Mm-hmm. My personal motivation was actually hearing the New Zealand Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, giving her speech at the UN General Assembly last year. That was the first time I've ever heard the leader of a country talk about kindness as a core value and as something that she wanted to model and that New Zealand wanted to model within the world. And frankly, it not only resonated, it actually moved me. Mm-hmm. So I do think this is just a brilliant initiative and campaign and something that is super relevant to the way business is developing and the way the world is developing. And I think it's especially important at a time in history when the world's navigating pretty choppy waters of international trade tensions and the anxiety that I think a lot of people are feeling in the workplace at the speed and pace of technological developments, the kind of disruptions that is having and anxiety about the future of work.
Ambassador, can I just say, as an aside, New Zealand has had some pretty large challenges socially as well, and I have been awed by your Prime Minister and how well she's handled everything that's sort of unfolded in the last several months.
She is an inspiration, and I think, because one of the characteristics of kindness and leadership is authenticity. Mm-hmm. And I think it's that sincerity, honesty and transparency that she's modelled, particularly in the last year, that has really been inspirational.
We were speaking to Jo Tindall, New Zealand High Commissioner to Singapore, and Hugh Andrews, Managing Director and Head of Asset Management Asia Pacific for BlackRock's real estate business, who is here because of Asia Square Tower 1. All right. Now, there has to be certain qualities that you are looking for in leaders for this campaign. What are they?
Well, first of all, I think that if somebody has achieved a position of leadership, they have probably demonstrated a form of kindness during their career. I think people do recognize that now. I suppose what we're really looking for is those that go above and beyond.
Sure.
And perhaps an example I will quote will be with a recipient or recognition in London where he lived in quite a wealthy part of London, and a young, I think he was about 19, who came from southeast London. You know, in order for him to find out how to get on in business, he just went, he looked on the map and he said, where do the rich people live? And he went and he walked down the streets and he knocked on this door, and this chap answered the door and he said, look, what do you do? And I do this. And said, look, come in for a cup of tea. Mm-hmm. And so he brought this young man into his home and a relationship formed. And whilst he didn't give him a job in his workplace, mm-hmm. he encouraged him to go back to university. He mentored and sponsored him through his education, and then helped him navigate a role in a job that he was really looking for. And that went above and beyond.
Because he got nothing out of it.
Most people could have just said, not really interested, shut the door and gone back to his cup of tea.
Yeah.
So that's probably an extreme example. But I think it's people that are involved in philanthropic activities. And there's no reason why we shouldn't be looking at how governments work. We were talking before the interview that business and government operate in a very similar way. We have objectives,
yes.
We have business plans. Perhaps, we need to take a leaf out of government's books where we're looking at the full social platform.
Mm-hmm.
It's responsibility of leadership to create platforms for people to be comfortable and happy in their workplace. They still need to be productive, as
right.
Joe said earlier. But there's no reason why people should feel in any way alienated. Respect is vital across every line of management And that's really why we like it at Asia Square Tower One. We like, as a workplace for over 7,000 people, it's important that we encourage and support these initiatives.
All right. We go back to Her Excellency. How do you think this campaign contributes to the changing demands from leaders in this day and age?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because I think that, first of all, would agree with you that this initiative is not anything to do with a particular, you know, it's not private sector, mm-hmm. it's across any sector,
sure.
Across any organisation that we're looking at. But I think that success at work is really quickly being understood to be kind of broader than a focus purely on the financial bottom line. As you're starting to understand that, we talked about diversity and inclusion strategies beforehand, businesses are starting to move to triple bottom line reporting. Including environmental, social factors, for example, as well, demonstrating sustainability, responsible investing. There's a whole lot of different sort of expectations and requirements within business that I think are, and government, mm-hmm. that are changing the way workplaces are developed and run. And to me, you know, the concept of kindness in leadership really fits in very, very closely and neatly with that.
I actually really like the synergy between the concept of kindness and leadership and bringing in women into it, because it is a different perspective. We started this conversation by saying leaders had to be tough. They needed to be really driven. But I think
It's so last millennium.
So last millennium. Yeah. And the thing was, to be a woman in that era, you had to be tougher than the boys.
Yes.
Now we're actually telling women, first of all, step up, be leaders, and to be women about it. I find that quite intriguing.
No, it's totally intriguing. And you know, I think there's been a realization that the businesses, you know, have suffered sometimes from a kind of groupthink, mm-hmm. If you've got only one type of person around your board table or your senior leadership team,
and they're all rough and gruff.
they're not going to think in ways that are necessarily going to inspire innovation or creativity or take a new vision for the business they're running, the organisation they're running.
All right. Well, we go back to Hugh. Can you discuss some of the mechanisms through which leaders are picked from and the way in which these future leaders can benefit from this campaign?
Two-part question. I'll deal with the first part.
Please do.
So the mechanism, and I'm going to outrageously sell this now. There is a website, which, you know, Kindness and Leadership, 25 Leading Lights in Asia. Mm-hmm. You know, we're looking for people who feel empowered, inspired, respected by their leaders to nominate people, to you know, go on the website, download a form, and nominate people. And then there's a judging panel who will sit together, they'll look at why the nominations were made, and there'll be a little bit of benchmarking, but, you know, given their experience in London, they kind of know what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. For the leaders themselves, if they're being nominated, then clearly they don't need to change, because they're demonstrating...
They're good at what they do.
They're good at what
they do. They're good leaders.
And the consequences, hopefully, the consequences, you know, it's not the Oscars. It's just a recognition. Their names will be put on the website, and, you know, there will be an event to celebrate the process and to recognise these people. But hopefully it will inspire others in the same organisation and also another organisation.
I think, as you said, it's not the Oscars, but this will be an opportunity for their stories to be shared. For, you know, others to get that understanding of why and how the leadership style they have modelled has really impacted positively on people and on the business. Mm-hmm. Really important to note that the closing date for nominations is the 7th of October.
Okay, so there is still a little bit of time to think about whether you want to nominate your boss.
Yes.
I certainly feel like nominating my boss. I went through a very challenging year personally, and she pulled me aside and said, whatever you need, if you need to work at home, if you need time off, take it, we'll deal with whatever needs to happen. And she stepped in and did my job for a couple of days.
That's brilliant.
And it's absolutely brilliant, absolutely right.
Well, we look forward to seeing the
her nomination.
And of course, it's not about just nominating your boss, it's nominating your peer group. If they are also managing people, you know, they're leaders. These people don't have to be running organizations. This is not another let's celebrate the boss.
CEO,
this is
yeah.
Leadership is cuts right across organizations.
Right.
You know, at all levels. And so at whatever level they've displayed it, let's celebrate it, let's recognize it, and let's get people inspired by it.
I think that's the key takeaway word here, to be inspired by the kindness of others within leadership. I am so grateful that you dropped by to talk to us, Joe Tindall, New Zealand High Commissioner to Singapore, and Hugh Andrews, Managing Director and Head of Asset Management, Asia Pacific for BlackRock's real estate business. Now, I'm going to do something for Hugh. You did express an interest in doing a DJing sort of thing. So right before this end of the segment, I'm going to give you an opportunity to introduce the next song, which happens to be a New Zealand act, Crowded House, Don't Dream It's Over. You introduce it.
I'd be delighted to. So, thank you very much, Clarissa, for having us on the show. It's been great to talk about this award. Now we take a trip back in my life to a lesser-known band, but from a great country, Crowded House.
You're on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.